My fellow Texans, routine physical activity is essential to living a longer and healthier life. By exercising for merely 30 minutes a day, a few days each week, we can reduce the odds of disease and illness, lower the cost of health care, and live more productive lives. Did you know that the lack of physical fitness costs Texas taxpayers and businesses $10 billion each year? That figure is based on the increased use of our health care system and lost productivity in the workplace. So to combat excess weight and the onset of conditions like diabetes and heart disease, I've joined with fitness and healthcare leaders to promote the Texas Roundup. Now, the goal of the Texas Roundup is to help all of us get in shape and live healthier and more productive lives through the development of a physical activity routine and fitness habits. Habits that I hope will become as part and parcel to our daily lives as reading the morning newspaper or going to work. The Texas Roundup offers Texans a daily physical activity program that, if followed, is sure to get everyone in better shape over the course of several weeks or months. By clicking on to www.texasroundup.org, you can find a fitness program that best suits you. And on April 17th, we'll be gathering at the state capitol in Austin for a fitness festival, complete with a 10K walk or run. We'll even name the most physically active cities in Texas. Building a healthier Texas is one of the top goals of my administration, and there are dozens of ways to become physically fit. Jogging, rowing, walking, swimming, skating, biking, all come to mind. But this is about more than just setting aside a couple of hours each week for physical activity. It's about incorporating physical activity in virtually all aspects of our lives. That's why I hope you'll join me in taking the Texas Roundup Challenge. By becoming more physically active, our state will lead the way towards a healthier life and a future of fitness for all Texans.